And we are back here on Out of the Woods. We're about to launch into a bit of an extended set of music that'll take us up to the mid-show break. Donna Ulysses got a brand new CD right now called Showing My Roots, and there's a lot of great cover tunes on it. So we're going to start off in sort of a classic country vein and work our way back into a bit of bluegrass for you. So we're going to start off here now with one from Donna doing Loretta Lynn's Fist City for you as soon as I get it ready. Tell you some of the stuff that's on this disc, though, because I am completely out of it here. Yeah, a lot of great cover tunes, and I already said that. So we're just going to get right to it here. Track 6. All right, shut up, Chip, and play the song. Donna Ulysses on Out of the Woods.
You've been making your rags around town, but you've been loving my man. But the man I love, when he picks up trash, he puts it in a garbage can. That's what you look like to me, and what I see's a pity. You better close your face and stay out of my way if you don't want to go to Fist City. If you don't want to go to Fist City, you better detour around my town.
Sing.
should have known there was no use to pretend. I thought a new love I would find, that you'd never cross my mind. But the whispering sea talked to me. Whispering sea rolling by, now don't you listen to me cry. I cry because my love has proved untrue. Oh, how I love him so. No one will ever know. No one but the drifting whispering sea. No one but the drifting whispering sea.
I was just starting to walk, and Daddy always kept a big stick behind the door just in case somebody was to come in that was drunk on moonshine, you know, and Daddy had to do something about it. And this woman, they called her Old Aunt Boyd, she come in and she was telling Mommy about her husband she thinks is going out with this woman in Paintsville. So she reared back with that big stick showing Mommy how she was going to hit this woman in the head with it. And when she went back with it, she hit me in the head. And Mommy said, I cried for 5 days. And she said, after the fifth night, I had a great big knot to show up right in the middle of my forehead. And you know, the only thing I remember, I don't remember no pain, but I just remember Mommy and Daddy carrying me in this old quilt that Mommy had made out of overhauls. The knots kept getting bigger and bigger, so she took me to the doctor, and that stuff called Masitor or something like that. Mommy said it made both ears flat to my face, and I ain't got very big ears. And I told Mommy that I was going to die. And that happened like 4 times. So I didn't walk those almost 5. It was kind of a mess. Oh, I forgot about the shoes. Well, shoot. I never had a pair of shoes. And Mommy had went and took me to the hospital, you know, to see what they was, if they couldn't do something. But they wouldn't keep me because Mommy and Daddy didn't have no money. They just tell them to take me home and let me die, you know, because there wasn't nothing they could do about that kind of disease, I guess. And Mommy told Daddy, says, Ted, you take her down the street. You carry her down the street. And said, let me try this store here. And Mommy went in and told her the story that I was dying, that she had to carry me 12 miles to town and 12 miles back. And I had no shoes. The place, I think it was Murphy's 5 and 10. And they're still there in Paintsville, Kentucky. And I think that they told Mommy they wasn't in business to give shoes away. Mommy told Daddy, says, carry the word on down the little farther, said, let me stop at another store. And Mommy went right back to the same store. When the guy's back was turned, she stole these little red shoes. And I remember on the big old bridge that went across the river, it went way up high. Now, I've always been scared of that river bridge that went across the big sandy river. Mommy pulled them out under her little jacket that she was wearing. And she was putting them red shoes on me, and I thought them was the prettiest things I ever saw in my life. And Daddy started crying. And I wondered why. And he said, Clary, we're not going to make it home. And Mommy put the shoes on me. And Daddy took off running and ran all the way to Hannah's Butcher Hall with me. Mommy never had a chance to carry me in at all. That was almost 12 months that Daddy ran with me. But Daddy knew that the cop was going to get us. He left Mommy standing. He took off in a dead run. I remember him running, but he didn't know what for. And I remember asking Mommy, Mommy, why is Daddy running? I remember her hollering, to put your little red shoes away, honey, when you get home. Can you believe that? So I wrote a song called Put My Little Red Shoes Away. You know, they're my little red shoes, and I don't want them to get be dirty.
Tell my
But mother,
close by.
The Del McCurry Band, they're doing Bill Monroe's Close By, of course. And we're taking that one from a tribute they did last year during Bill Monroe's 100th birthday, or what would have been his 100th, Old Memories, the Songs of Bill Monroe. Nice, nice stuff. The whole thing was Del McCurry Band. I say compilation, it was all theirs, but nice stuff there. And you got a sneak preview, too, because I had a little mishap with the cue button as I was playing Kenny Baker and Jerusalem Ridge there. We heard that one from Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe, an album he did back in 1976. And not only was Kenny Baker playing Bill Monroe, but Bill Monroe showed up to play with Kenny Baker. Because that's just the way Bill was. He weren't going to play his songs and he was going to show up. He had to be there. So anyway, yeah, we played Jerusalem Ridge from that. And the reason I played that is Noam Pikelny, who you know from the Punch Brothers, formerly of Leftover Salmon, and also the John Cowan Band, banjo player Noam Pikelny, just put out an album called Noam Pikelny Plays Kenny Baker Plays Bill Monroe. So we did the entire 1976 album anew with some special guests like Ronnie McCurry, Brian Sutton, Stuart Duncan, and Mike Bubb. Really fun stuff there. We did hear from Bill in there as well, Put My Little Shoes Away, and we had to play that coming out of Loretta Lynn's little monologue there about her little red shoes and how she almost died as a child. The stories in those two things are very close. So I don't know, did you dream that, Loretta, or did you hear the Bill Monroe song and make that up? I think Bill was playing that one before he knew you. But anyway, yes, watch those little red shoes. Don't lose them. Keep them clean. Elin Jewell and Butcher Holler in there doing Loretta Lynn's Whispering Sea way back there, doing from the Butcher Holler CD, which was a tribute that came out a couple, three, 4 years ago now. And started you off that long set, Donnie Ulissi doing Loretta's Fist City from her CD, Showing My Roots. Nice stuff. All right, well, it's time for the mid-show break for the local folks. Y'all listening online, we'll get something else for a few minutes. But we'll be right back after this.